Baz is on the show. Baz, welcome, my friend. What would you like to say?
Good evening. Sorry to phone twice in the week, but this gentleman's on, and I'd like to speak to him, if that's okay.
You're on. You're on with Mr. Hopkins. Go for it.
Excellent. Hi there.
Hi, Baz.
Hiya. I'm just phoning about, I live in Wythenshawe in Manchester, and boy oh boy, do I see some things. Now, what I'd like to say is these PCSOs are great. There's quite a few of them about. You see them now and again. But I think they need to be empowered a bit more. You can't grapple with people. There's certain things you can't do. And to be quite honest, some of the situations I've seen, if they had a bit more power to do things like perhaps restraining someone, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening. And I've seen sort of people mocking the PCSOs because a lot of the sort of users and scallies know that they can't do much. What can you do about that?
I mean, it's a good point. So we go back to why the PCSOs were introduced and why they're there. You know, they are there to be that visible presence in our neighbourhoods. They're there to, you know, to reassure people, and they do an awful lot of that. What they're not there to do is to replace the police officers. So whilst they can detain somebody for up to 30 minutes and, you know, call for a regular police officer to come along and support them, you know, I don't want them having the powers of police officers and I don't want them, you know, grappling with people. And part
go on, why is that, though? Because there's so many of them about, lots of these bodies about, and you can't do much. I mean,
they do lots, but part of the problem is the moment they start getting involved in criminal investigations, the moment they start detaining and arresting people, they're into the criminal justice system. And if you heard what I said earlier, you know, about even how long it takes to deal with a shoplifter, they won't be on the street. They'll be in a custody block somewhere with a prisoner interviewing them, and then they'll be giving evidence at court and all of those things. And that's not why we introduced them. So they have lots of powers around fixed penalty notices for parking, litter, antisocial behaviour, all of those things. They can provide witness statements, so they're part of the bigger GMP team. You know, we don't want them to replace police officers because that's not what they're there to do.
Is it not paperwork you're talking about here? Is it not like they'd have to fill in loads of paperwork if they grapple with someone or?
Well, there is part of that, and then they end up back in the police station, and actually we want them there in the community so that they can be the eyes and ears with the community, they can pass on intelligence, they can work on, you know, problems that they can solve with the community and with the wider police team. So, you know, it's just having that mixture of people available to us. And, you know, here in Greater Manchester, we have maintained the number of police officers throughout, the number of PCSOs throughout the cuts, so that they can be there for people. But, you know, I think they've got sufficient powers and they're not there to replace the police officers.
Adam Cattrall on Key 103. It's a Manchester thing.
Key 103.